Hello and welcome back to the Business Beyond Borders podcast with me, Cynthia Dearen. On this show, I explore what it takes to make your business an international success. Episode 28 is the second in a series on time excellence, one of the core skills that entrepreneurs have to master if they're going to be successful at scaling a company internationally. Although mastery over time seems like a fairly fundamental skill, most entrepreneurs and business owners aren't very good at it. That's partly because entrepreneurial personalities often find it tough to stay focused. They're frequently tempted by new concepts and possibilities. It's shiny object syndrome. Running a business can also be stressful and chaotic, and the combination of competing priorities, limited time, and financial pressure can be enough to break the focus and upset the equilibrium of even the most organized amongst us. Business owners often have so much going on that they don't stop to think about how their time is being spent, and that's a problem. So how do you get your time under control? Well, in my experience, there are three things that you need to do. Prioritize, organize, and delegate. Let's talk about prioritizing first. It's the natural first step in the process because it helps us to figure out where we should be spending our time. A simple way to prioritize key tasks is to get out a piece of paper and make a list of all the things that you do in your business when you go to work, all of them. So get out your calendar and take a look if you can't remember all of the things that you've done recently. Then get out three highlighters, a green one, an orange one, and a red one. Mark all the tasks that represent high value use of your time green. Now, if you're a business owner scaling internationally, your high value tasks should include things like doing market research, creating strategies for different aspects of the international venture, talking to potential clients and partners overseas, anything that can be classified as working on your international expansion rather than simply in the business. Tasks that you mark green can also be things that involve working on the business domestically. Next, get out your orange highlighter and mark all the tasks that you do when you're working in your international or your domestic business, not including administration. So this could be working with clients, implementing your marketing strategy, or following up leads, for example. Lastly, get out your red highlighter and mark all the administrative tasks that you've done recently. Checking your email, paying bills, scheduling meetings, all that kind of thing. Now, ideally, business owners should be spending at least 50% of their time on green tasks, high-value tasks, because these are the high-value projects which will move the needle in the business and make an impact on areas which need improvement in order for the company to be able to scale internationally. Now, unfortunately, these are the same projects that often get neglected because they don't appear to be urgent. Next, let's talk about delegation. Take all the tasks you've just highlighted orange and red and put them into two lists. All of the red tasks, in other words, anything that is administrative, all those tasks have to be delegated. That's pretty much non-negotiable if you want to be the proud owner of an international scale-up. There just aren't enough hours in the day for you to be sorting email and booking meetings, even if you absolutely love doing those tasks. So go ahead and delegate the red tasks to somebody else in your team. Now look at your orange list and try to delegate as many of those tasks as you can. If you're a smaller operation, you might have to keep some of the orange tasks in the initial stages of this process, but you should be planning a timeline for getting them off your plate as soon as possible. If there isn't anyone in your current team who you can delegate to, get creative. For example, think about engaging a VA and a bookkeeper to help you with your administration. There are heaps of capable people out there who can do a fantastic job at keeping the nuts and bolts of the business running, leaving you free to focus on strategy and critical thinking. I reckon that you can save between 5 and 10 hours a week just by having someone sort your email and book your meetings for you. Imagine getting a whole day back. What difference would it make to your business if you could use that time to sit down and work on your international strategy with a clear head? Now, I know some of you are saying right now, but I can't afford to hire any more staff. Well, unless you're absolutely broke, you can. Platforms like Fiverr and Upwork and companies like Remote Work make it possible to find qualified people to work on a part-time or a contract basis. And if you're in a high-cost country, if your business operates in a high-cost country, engaging some team members from countries with lower labor rates can let you source help economically. What I'm saying is that delegating your administrative work should be possible even if you have a tight budget. I'll even go out on a limb here and say that in my view, getting extra help to manage the daily running of your domestic company is one of the first things you should consider as you get ready to scale up internationally. This is about intentionally organizing your work in a way that allows you to carve out time to focus on your strategy. And finally, it's time to organize your time so that you make sure that you spend those precious hours you've freed up the right way. Get out your calendar and map out your ideal week. So the week that you would love to have. Start by putting all of the tasks that you marked green into the calendar. They should take up at least 50% of your week. And you can measure that very easily by just color coding the tasks and then looking at the calendar to see if they take up about half. Some of my clients like to give the days of the week themes. Content creation, strategy, sales, business development, however you do it, the point is to have your time set up so that you're working on your highest value projects every week. If you're doing an international expansion, I recommend that you set aside a minimum, an absolute minimum of 4 hours a week to do this. It might be a morning or an afternoon each week where you meet with your team to update each other on progress, to troubleshoot problems that have cropped up with your international work over the last week, all that kind of thing. There should also be some time where you, the business leader, sit down alone and review your strategy. Think about what is working, think about what could be improved, and then make adjustments accordingly. The steps that I've just outlined for you are really simple to implement, but if you carry them out, if you work out what your most important tasks are, if you delegate non-essential work to other people, and then stick to a program that maximizes the value of how you use your time, it will make a massive difference in your business. I can guarantee you that within 90 days, you'll become more productive and you'll start to notice an improvement in the quality of the decisions that you make. Don't believe me? Start today and let me know where you get to in 90 days' time. So folks, those are the things that you need to do. Prioritize, organize, and delegate. Now get out there and change the world. See you soon. If you've enjoyed today's episode, remember to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, SoundCloud, or Stitcher. And if you're aspiring to take on the world by storm with your business and you need a little bit of help, check out internationalbusinessaccelerator.com. You can find blogs, ebooks, this podcast, and information about the accelerator itself at that site. So the link again is internationalbusinessaccelerator.com.